The Supreme Court is considering a lawsuit that will likely become a landmark case on transgender rights. The case, United States versus John Thomas Scarametti, involves a 2023 Tennessee law called SB1, a measure that bans puberty blockers and hormonal therapy for transgender teens. The United States and parents of a transgender teen sued Tennessee, saying the ban violates the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. Lawyers argued the case Wednesday morning. Elizabeth Prelogar is the U.S. Solicitor General.
This case is about access to medications that have been safely prescribed for decades to treat many conditions, including gender dysphoria. But SB1 singles out and bans one particular use. In Tennessee, these medications can't be prescribed to allow a minor to identify with or live as a gender inconsistent with the minor's sex. It doesn't matter what parents decide is best for their children. It doesn't matter what patients would choose for themselves, and it doesn't matter if doctors believe this treatment is essential for individual patients. SB1 categorically bans treatment when, and only when, it's inconsistent with the patient's birth sex.
She gave the example of Ryan Rowe, who had gender dysphoria so severe he was throwing up each day before school. After receiving medications, his parents said it saved his life and he's now thriving. But Tennessee's law would take that treatment away. Prelogar says that is sex-based discrimination.
And the state says it doesn't even want the courts to take a look at whether this protects adolescent health. But the reason Ryan can't have these medications is because of his birth sex, and a sex-based line like that can't stand on rational basis review.
Lawyer Matthew Rice argued on behalf of respondent Jonathan Scarametti, Tennessee's attorney general.
Tennessee lawmakers enacted SB1 to protect minors from risky, unproven medical interventions. The law imposes an across-the-board rule that allows the use of drugs and surgeries for some medical purposes, but not for others. Its application turns entirely on medical purpose, not a patient's sex. That is not sex discrimination.
That argument did not convince Justice Elena Kagan.
The whole thing is imbued with sex. I mean, it's based on sex. You might have reasons for thinking that it's an appropriate regulation, and those reasons should be tested and respect given to them. But it's a dodge to say that this is not based on sex, it's based on medical purpose, when the medical purpose is utterly and entirely about sex.
Justice Brett Kavanaugh, like others of the more conservative justices, called the issue an evolving debate, citing several studies from European countries that raise questions about the medical treatments.
If it's evolving like that and changing, and England's pulling back and Sweden's pulling back, it strikes me as, you know, pretty heavy yellow light, if not red light, for this court to come in, the nine of us, and to constitutionalize the whole area when the rest of the world, or at least the people who have, the countries that have been at the forefront of this, are, you know, pumping the brakes on this kind of treatment because of concerns about the risks.
Prelogar replied that England, Sweden, and the other European countries have not done what Tennessee did, enact a ban. Chief Justice John Roberts made a different argument, saying the courts are not the best place to decide the case because it involves such complicated medical issues.
If that's true, doesn't that make a stronger case for us to leave those determinations to the legislative bodies rather than try to determine them for ourselves?
Justice Amy Coney Barrett had yet another concern. She talked about the nature of discrimination against transgender people, whether it's private discrimination or de jure discrimination by law.
All of the other suspect classes that we've recognized so far do have that long de jure history of discrimination. And, you know, the Equal Protection Clause applies to state action, so it feels like an odd fit to say that in their private lives, people have discriminated against transgender people. Therefore, we're going to treat it as a suspect class for purposes of the Equal Protection Clause.
Solicitor General Prelogar countered there has been a history of legal discrimination in areas like housing and employment opportunities.
I don't even understand the state to be disputing the historical discrimination point, but if you're approaching this from the standpoint of saying, is this a group with a distinguishing characteristic that has no bearing on their ability to contribute and that needs some protection from the courts, I think if any group qualifies, this one does in light of the current laws and what might come in the future.
So far, 26 states have passed laws banning gender-affirming care, affecting almost 40% of transgender youths across the country. The Supreme Court is expected to issue its ruling by next summer. Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.